Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to episode 2 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes enter complex diplomatic negotiations with a tribe of swine men. Previously.
In about a couple of days, about a week, the reading of Jackson Hammond's will is happening.
Na 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 na.
Come from the land of the ice and snow.
Swine men.
Our name is Joel. Our world is jungle and blood. I used to be a man and then I killed myself and now I'm an ape.
We used to test theme parks.
A full-on dirty cricketer handlebar mustache.
Oh, yes,
I'm in stubbies and thongs.
It's an ape with my face on it.
King is open to interpretation. You might be like, Jackson, is this person the king of this trash yard? And then we can come to a conclusion as a group.
A lady by the name of Muckmouth has given you instructions. If you two fucking cunts can get your fucking asses down to that swine man camp and find out how those motherfuckers got a fucking whale, then it's fucking food and water for 3 fucking months for the two of you. At some point between the will reading and now, Mickey became a car.
Yeah, we got a whale.
Yeah, like, where'd you get it from?
I feel like I can't tell you. I feel like I'm getting in trouble.
He kind of turns to like the other one. He's like, well, I get in trouble. Add a negative. What's your scary ape face?
My scary ape face is a +2.
Oh, +2.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your apes negative for apes?
-3 for apes.
The swine man scrunches up its face.
What? Why is he smiling? What is he? Is he going to get us? What's happening?
He's trying to be friendly, guys. He's just trying to be friendly.
I apologize for my scary ape face. I wish I could change it.
I'm like, do you remember Dinosaur Park?
Okay, they rolled abysmally. They moved their spears away. They're no longer afraid, but they're still very tentative. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this place seems incredibly tentative of you. Everybody seems...
Ape Joel, just stop smiling. Just stick with the thumbs up. Right. Stick with the thumbs
Does
up.
Does anyone know anything about films?
The swine men like just give you a beady, confused look as you pull in. You pull in kind of almost right next to the whale. And you see in the center on the other, sort of other side of the clearing where the whale is, there's a raised house. And it seems like quite a nice opulent house, potentially the house of the chief. A sort of old, wizened swine man. He's still quite large, but you can tell that this is an older one. Kind of pokes his head out. He emerges from the chief's hut. And he's like,
you are the thin pinks coming in, trying to find our whale where we found them? Told us that's what you were here for?
Yes. That is exactly why we are here. King Swine Man.
He kind of pushes his trotters up in the air.
I am no chief.
And then he kind of bows, and another Swine Man emerges from the hut.
Mm-hmm.
This one is thin, very old. The bristles on his back are white and like, what the fuck do you call it? Scraggly, going completely down his back, almost like a cloak. The
20 years hit him real hard.
As you will discover over the course of this game, that 20 years fucked the world something good. The swine man, the chief swine man who acts, the one who introduced the chief, he says,
introducing the thin white duke.
And everybody bows down.
You want the whale?
says the chief.
No.
I will give you the whale.
No, we don't want...
See, I mean, you complete the trial
we don't want
of Hog.
We don't...
All around you, the swine men start chanting. Hog, 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 Hog,
that... Hog, Hog, Hog. Sorry, I'm an ape. I got excited.
We don't want the whale. We just want to know where you got the whale from.
What do you get? It's convincing. That's a plus two. But he's not angry. Yeah, you're all right. He is an animal.
Mm.
That's a negative four.
Oh, no. I should have... Oh, whatevs.
The chief seems like he just completely ignores you.
All right,
your pleas for, like, an alternative solution other than the trial of Hog fall on deaf ears.
Hang on, trial of Hog?
Hey, Thin White Duke.
He
first
turns
of
and
all,
looks at you.
Great yeah. name. Big fan.
He just nods. He knows.
So... You consider yourself a king of this town of Hog.
Is a chief a king?
I would say yes.
I would definitely say yes. Roll for it.
Radio. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Unfortunately, a chief is not a king. A chief he looks after his town. He doesn't look after the whole towns.
He doesn't look after a kingdom.
Yeah, I have just set a dangerous precedent for myself for the rest of this game very early on.
That was foolish.
Dang.
Well, I'll just cross off kings.
Never using that.
No, that's good.
All right, so we'll cross that bridge later. But what's the Hog trial?
The Thin White Duke makes a gesture with his hand, and two smaller swine men disappear into the recesses of the slums. Whilst they're doing that, two other swine men gesture spears at you and kind of gesture for you to get out of the jeep. Do you oblige?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, they get out of the jeep and two swine men drive it away to a secure location.
Bye, Mickey.
Mickey, you're fine. Phallus, no, Phallus. Mickey's away. The cleric,
there's no more me.
A small area is sort of prepared. You can see that there are two chairs and like a very rough table. It's more like a stone in the mud, and the chairs themselves are just sort of like these combinations of sticks and bones planted down in front of the rock. Eventually, the two swine men that disappeared into the slums reemerge with two bowls, and in the bowls is some kind of glistening pink something. They place them. Did you sit at the tables? They kind of gesture for you too.
We have to.
Place the two bowls down in front of you.
I put my hand in it. And then I taste it because I'm an ape.
You have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
You're like.
Does it smell all right?
Yeah, it smells pretty good.
That's all right.
For your ape nose. It smells all right. You're
my
interested.
Little ape nose.
You're like, your little ape nose crinkles up as you smell whatever this mystery pink substance is. And to you, it smells pretty good.
Well, I'm glad I put my hand in it and then, like, I guess, licked my hand. That's good.
I'm gonna have a tentative sniff.
Okay. It smells to you, Zammit, highs or lows?
Oh, lows.
God damn it, stay. Oh, yeah. Look, you remember once in the town of Filthport. Two of the other people that live there, two mercenaries, brought in a dead swine man.
Okay.
And they chopped it up, and maybe it was a night douche was sick, because he didn't have any, but you tried a bit.
Yeah.
Smells almost exactly like this.
Oh, yeah.
And look, it was all right. It was just pork.
I am. How hungry am I? When was the last time we ate?
Oh, it'll probably be a while ago.
Oh, fuck, I'm hoeing into that.
All right. Hey, you starting to hoe in?
Yeah.
They have not told us to do anything yet.
All the hogmen are like, hoo, hoo, hoo. Everybody starts grunting and like saliva dripping at their hog mouths.
You stop hoeing it.
The Thin White Duke is like, wait until I give the okay.
Sorry, Thin White
slimy
Duke.
Slimy pink skins.
It's been a while since we ate.
And it's not, your meal is not complete.
Oh.
The swine men who brought you the balls of
back.
Pink. Well, don't do that.
I then eat some more.
No, just eat what was in your... eat what was in your mouth. Just swallow. The two swine men that brought you the bowls of swine man flesh.
Because I put my hand in the bowl and I got told off, I imagine... My hand that is now a bit pink is just above my head, like an ape.
I'm sorry, I did bad. I like that even though it's a jowl brain. It's an ape instinct, and that's good.
Yeah.
Too large, like they look like they've been carved out of bone. Mugs.
Yeah.
Placed down in front of you. And you don't even need to roll. Immediately, these mugs are decently sized. They're almost not even mugs. They're almost like bowls. But they're swine man size, and swine men are a lot bigger than you. And you can immediately smell that what is in these is just gasoline. Just pure, unadulterated gasoline.
All right.
The thin white Duke, and he kind of like stands up, makes a grandiose gesture. If you eat the meal of hog and drink the drink of hog, then I will let you know the location of the whale so that you may share the swine man bounty. Chair is brought out for him, and he like brought it up for him, I guess, and he sits down to watch. The presumably spiritual leader or advisor to the chief sits down as well. All of the swine men seem incredibly intent on the two of you. They are on tender hooks as to what will happen next. The smell of gasoline fills your nose and almost destroys your ape nose. The hairs, the fibers, your nose hairs are crinkling at the smell.
Right.
So the challenge here is for us to drink the gasoline and not die.
All right. My strat is that I am going to use my handsome lying convincing skills to make it appear as if I was drinking gasoline. And I'm going to use my orator skill
wise
to make it look like I am doing that. Can I use, I've got two per day of that. Mm-hmm. Can I use both of them in one go to get a bigger bonus? Then I'm going to do that.
Rightio. All right. So first of all, we'll make a... So you're going to convince them first, and then I'll make... Yeah, no worries. Rightio. I had to figure that out in my head. So this is to convince the crowd, or are you convincing just the chief and the spiritual advisor?
I got to convince them all.
Okay, that's the crowd then. That's a roll. But the crowd, you... Maybe you pick up the tankard, the large bone mug, and... Just kind of do that sneaky thing where you put your head on the side and just let it all drip down through your mow and onto your chest. But you manage to do it in such a way, and the swine men are already in such a fervor that they are... Oh, hang on, let me just... They are completely convinced. Everybody is like, hog! Hog! They start beating drums in the background. Do you also eat the pink food?
Yeah.
All right, you
don't even have to like lie, but no, I'm into that.
It's nice to have your belly full.
Yeah.
They all seem incredibly pleased, but then they turn to ape jaw. There's kind of like this silence, and all you can hear is the light pitter-patter of rain hitting mud and bone, and then hog.
Gather around, everyone. It's time for a song.
Holy fuck, all right.
My fair swine man, take a look around. What's that over there? My gasoline's on the ground. I drank it, I promise. It is all gone. I am an ape, and this is my song. So that's our plus six.
Okay. So you maybe don't know this about a swine man, but such a gentle and angelic voice is considered abhorrent.
As you're doing it, you see thumbs up. That's good, mate.
Sneaky thumbs up as the ape men are like, oh, you're like thumbs down. Quit it. The ape men, all of them immediately, like, they're not attacking you, but they close in and place their spears at your throats. The thin white Duke is like, you better drink up, Sonny Jim.
Well, when you try your best and you don't succeed... Time to drink gasoline. How much is there?
I'd say there's about like maybe half a liter.
Fuck.
What's a milkin?
Yeah, like 600 mil? Like wait, a big M?
Like a thing of milk, a like liter. That you would get for cereal.
A liter of
about
milk.
About half a liter.
Okay.
Yeah, so A big M.
Yeah. You can drink a big M of gasoline. Sure.
Can I DM? Is this going to kill me?
We'll find out. Oh, I should mention, your HP, man, sorry, I forgot about that, is just add up all of your base stats. So your handsomeness, your brains. Brain and
so I have 10 HP.
Mm-hmm. How many have you got?
Also 10.
Cool, but you've got a +2 for your armor.
Yeah. You have armor?
Yeah. I have scrap armor. Oh, +2 is it? You said +1 before.
Oh, sorry, +1.
All right, then.
You know. But you got magic.
That's true.
Ready?
Oh. Yeah, do you have anything else sneaky strat you can try and use?
Yep. I reach into my 8 pockets, pull out a pill.
Hey.
Look at the thin white duke. Bloody cosmic link time, isn't it?
Ready? I'll put down that. You're not dying today. You pop a pill into your ape lips. And immediately, once before, you manage to enter a realm of human consciousness, or ape consciousness, as before unknown. And once again, you trip this light fantastic, and you manage to locate within it the glowing swine mind of the thin white duke. You hop inside. You open your eyes, and you are seeing yourself worgen out in front of the gasoline. Eyes roll in the back of your head. You're used to this also, Joel. This isn't news. This is just the way he gets out of problems.
It's like cradle. Shh. It's okay, hey, Joel. It's okay.
Spasming on the ground.
Get a bit sweaty.
All of the swine men seem real confused and nervous about the fact that you are spasming out on the ground.
Yeah.
But you can see this before you. You're in the body of the thin white duke. You can feel his swine strength rippling beneath his loincloth and trappings.
Boys, I was mistaken.
I have a look to the crowd. Are they looking at the thin white duke?
Yeah, everybody's paying attention.
To the I grab the gasoline and pour it out.
He bloody drank it. I'm not sick.
I give him the thumbs up.
Radio, the crowd cheers. Oh, he did it. He did it.
That man and his ape are bloody champs in my book, fellas.
Everybody is carousing. They are incredibly happy. They are overjoyed. The spiritual advisor puts his arm around you. Excellent. They did it. But I feel like we might be able to use them, chief.
Am I still the chief?
Yeah.
What do you mean, spiritual advisor, mate?
What's my name?
Bloody, I'm the thin white chick. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, no, you're a good bloke. We're just having a bit of a funny buggers.
Roll that. What do you get for do you get bonuses for beasts? You do.
Yeah, +3.
Radio. You managed to like the spiritual advisor is like you can call me whatever you like.
Good one, dickhead. No, just mates. Just ribbon, you know, just a bit of a light ribbon between some mates.
The spiritual advisor seems... He's like, this is new, but fine. This is a new boy. He's like, every swine man that we've sent to the grunt tunnels has come back dead. What if we say, you don't get the whale or the location, whatever they want, unless you go in there and you reactivate the sow. How does that sound?
Look, I can see what that sounds like a good idea, mate. But how about we give them a choice. They can have the location or they can have the whale, but they can't get the other one unless they bloody go off and activate the sow. How about that?
He kind of like, he nods. He's like, hey, you're the wise one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whatever your choice is, I feel like we need to do something quick because that one's going all wrong. Something's real strange with him.
Then my Duke just glances over. No, he'll be right. He'll be right. You don't remember apes from the old, olden days of past?
I guess not.
I used to bloody do that all the time.
He knows. He's, you can just
And he's
see.
Got a bloody tummy full of gasoline, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's
He's white. He's just aping out. Listen, Sonny Jim.
You are so. You can see in the eyes of this spiritual advisor. He is like fucking. What is wrong? Something is so strange. One, he's like, I'm older than this. Two, he's like, gasoline is fine for swine man. It's just like drinking like alcohol. Like it's okay. You can see suspicion in his eyes. He's not doing anything, yeah, but he's sus of you. He's like, something is very strange here.
I throw suspicion eyes back at him. I'm like,
what? Like he's like, you're like,
That's it. He squints a bit. I squint harder.
Okay. He's like, yeah, good idea. Seems like your squinting at him made him think like his squinting at you was real stupid.
Yes.
He was like, why was I even worried?
Perfect. This is working a treat. How long am I in the Thin White Duke's body for?
Until like, you want to go.
Oh, okay. Mad. We're going to be in here for a while.
You're down on the ground. All of the swine men are like cheering and carousing. They're having a great time.
I'm like, so Thin White Duke...
Yes, also, Joel, I mean, bloke whose name I never actually got.
What's the plan? What's going on now?
You give them the choice.
Well, mate.
Yeah.
Bloody, I was talking to my mates.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, we got a bit of a bloody problem here, Sonny Jim.
Yep.
We've got this cave.
Like this guy's calling everyone Sonny Jim. Is this thing, is it new?
No.
You never did this. It was quite like a... Like
you
no, know,
he said Sonny Jim.
Oh, did he?
Before.
All right.
All right. Picked all right. Up on
it. I stuck to like three words and I've just been like, I heard him say that. Like bloody, mate, and Sonny Jim.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's good. Fair.
Yep.
I hope someone's listening back to this and they're just like, no, he didn't.
One of
you got Jackson
things.
Good. That guy don't pay any attention. I don't.
Anyway, fellas, look, your ape friend is in a bit of trouble. He's bloody on the piss, clearly.
Yeah, too much of the gasoline Ooh. Belly.
We've bloody all had that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
All the swine men cheer. I love you. I'd die for you.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, we got a bit of a bloody problem down in, what was the name of the place?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's like the spiritual advisor who's been holding like a large sort of staff with a sort of sharp, jagged bone on the end. He kind of like turns and points it at you.
That's all right. I'm like, I'll be fine.
I don't think you're the chief at all.
How? Mate, how have I done anything to change? Sonny Jim.
Yeah. Takes 1,000 pardons.
He's like, so confused.
Look at me.
The spiritual advisor is an old swine man. And he is just like, today is gone and he did not expect any of this. This seems so wrong.
You've been with me this whole time. How could I bloody have done anything? This is disrespectful.
He scratches his swine face like, I suppose. I'm sorry.
Anyway, while we're having this chat, what was the name of that bloody place? I've had too many bloody gasolines this morning. Maybe that's the problem. And look, to be honest, getting a little bit sick of this bullshit. I am the Thin White Duke. And there's no bloody way around it.
He like cowtails. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah, I'll accept your forgiveness, mate. If you just bloody tell me the name of this cave.
The grunt tunnels. They run all underneath.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that also, Joel.
That's all right, Thin White Duke. It's fine.
Anyway, so there's wink. The...
the swine men are like... you can just see them like glancing at each other like, what is about to happen? What is this?
All right, mate. So, bloody, we got these grunt tunnels, yeah. And every time we send some bloody swine men down there, my mates, yeah. They come back dead.
That's not good.
Nah, it's no good. So, Sonny Jim, there's two ways we can go about this. I can tell you where you got a whale from, or I can give you the whale, but I'm not going to do both. Unless you go down into these grunt tunnels.
Uh-huh.
And reactivate the cell.
All right.
So you got it right.
So we got to react because...
I like that. Because you're just ape, Joel. Yeah. But you just started... Like, this whole time I've been like, what the fuck is this plan? And now I realize you had none.
He's just relaying information. He's just like, all right, so...
No. My plan was, because if I hadn't have taken Thin White Trick, this is just, I don't know how I'm telling you this in-game, but...
Hey, sneaky.
Whispering it down. Also, Joel, it's fine. This is what I was going to do.
Because, like, so let me get this right. So you either tell us where the whale is.
All right, think about what our plan was when we got in here. We don't need the whale.
Yeah,
we need the
Yeah, no.
So I'm pretending.
Yeah, I got that.
To give you both because you want the information and the whale. You can have both if you do this thing. But we're not going to do the thing because we just need the information.
Yeah, we just after the information. Then like,
oh, mate, that's all right. Look, we got it from I don't know the information.
I know this is the problem.
Look, because the moment you leave him, he doesn't know. But then my Q's going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
So, like,
you fucked up so bad.
So Thin White Duke.
Yes.
We'd like the information.
Yep. Spiritual advisor.
Yes, spiritual.
Yes.
You are the oldest and wisest man in the town. And look, frankly, based on our last interaction, I feel like I disrespected you. Like, you disrespected me, definitely. But I feel like that I was a little hostile, so I'll let you handle this one. Right, mate? Sonny Jim?
What bonuses do you get? Any here or any negatives?
+3 for beasts.
Yeah, already. He counts as a beast. Okay. Sure.
Thanks, mate. You're a champ.
Yeah, just...
So,
Yeah.
He kind of keeps glancing back at the...
I just keep giving him a thumbs up. You're doing a ripper job, mate.
We got the whale from the facility. It's about maybe a day's travel from here to the north. There's plenty of them. You can... He looks back at you.
I nod.
Get as many as you like. It's just popping them out.
Just
one after the other. He can't click. He's got trotters for hands.
All right.
He kind of looks back at you. Sure, we don't want him to go down there.
Nah, it's fine. I'll go down there. It'll be fine. I mean, I'll bloody go down there. It'll be right. I'm the thing, my jerk. I can bloody do anything.
Okay.
I'm the chief of these towns, not the king. Remember when I said that before? That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. He said the spiritual advisor just kind of like he nods and then kind of like just
these poor swine men. They're all just gonna just their brain is gonna be tied in a knot.
I suppose.
Are you guys gonna walk down to the, yeah, like thing I'm, like Duke and just leave him there and then?
I'm excited to see how you intend to make the swap.
That's what I'm imagining.
So I think right. What's gonna have to happen here is how capable is Zamet of dragging an ape out?
So, look, guys, so thank you so much, Spiritual Advisor, for the information. Can we get our Jeep back? Could some lads help me out with the mate, who's got a little bit of gasoline belly? Just pop him in there.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Look, I'll just clap my trotters. Clap.
Yeah. Sick. And I believe that sow problem you're going to have, Thin White Duke, you're going to...
Yeah,
you're going to take care of that as well. Is that
right
what you said?
Now,
you're going to walk down there.
Right now. Okay. Spiritual advisor takes your hand or your trotter and starts leading you away.
All right. So this dinosaur world's going to be a little divided for a bit, but I'm not going to be Thin White Duke forever. Don't worry.
Good. It's all right.
You know, it's going to be like fucking Wasteland Knight, Joel Zammett. Ape. Thin White Duke Joel Dusha, and then just walking out in the back, having an epileptic fit, is just an ape for the whole time.
So, Thin White Duke, we'll be just on the outer skirts of the city. Yeah.
Yeah, just look. Just if you just wait outside the city, I'm sure that'll be great.
Yep. No walkers.
Have a bloody ripper, mate. Time, mate. You're Sonny Jim.
You're a good Thin White Duke.
Thanks. You're a champ.
You swine men are great.
Radio. Also, Joel, you heft up the massive gorilla weight that is the walking out ape Joel, and you move him into the back of the Jeep, which is brought around for you.
Sick.
You kind of put your foot in the pedal, and as you start to leave with swine men kind of like acting as a sort of like an envoy, Mickey pipes up and he's like, what's wrong with...
Nothing is wrong, Mickey. Just be quiet.
Okay. You exit the swine man camp. The door's shut behind you.
Bye, fellas!
Inside, all of the swine men get back to the business of harvesting the whale.
I park somewhere very safe.
The spiritual advisor takes you down a ladder. You're just following him?
Yeah.
He leads you, like, to a small area in the slums. He opens up a kind of, less of a door, more like a leather curtain. Takes you inside this building and there's this hideous muddy tunnel, right? Yep. About the size of a swine man. Swine man could slide down there. Whoop. Nice. You can kind of get a look, even though the eyes of the Thin White Duke, he's old. He's a very old swine man. You know, they're cataract. They're not great, but you can kind of get a sense that in amongst the mud, deep down there, are kind of flashing lights and what looks like sort of like rivulets of circuitry. And it seems like there's a structure down there as well as just mud and filth. The spiritual advisor, he like dons you in swine man armor, which is made of the bones of old swine man. And he gives you a swine man spear and axe. And he kind of steps back. You sure about this?
Yeah, mate, don't worry. Look, I'll be back in... Give me 10.
Okay.
Slide on down.
You slide on down with a thick squelch and land quite softly, because there's a lot of mud, in this massive cave. I'm sure they would have given you a torch as well that you could just light with maybe some gasoline. You holding up the torch? You're just going to explore the grunt tunnel?
Sure am.
Excellent. You raise the torch above your head and you can see that this is like a combination of a cave system and also what was potentially once like a facility of some variety.
Sick.
You can see metal on the walls that has been overtaken by the roots and growths underground. The ground beneath your feet is muddy but also sort of hard and metallic with every step that you take on your trotters.
I'm not even really paying attention to what I'm just gunning it for where I imagine this. I don't even know what I'm looking for.
The sow.
Or whatever kills you first.
Yeah.
Righty up.
So I just hold a torch up and I just trot on down.
Righty, you got a good brains. As you're walking through, you start to hear like a kind of like a low grunting coming from the mud around you. Kind of You kind of can't see anything just yet, but you can kind of hear that in the distance. It echoes through the cave. Radio, you're going to keep just walking forward. Up ahead, you can see a sort of...
I'll throw out a yell. Mates! It's the thin white joke.
Oh, okay. You're like, it's the thin white joke. You hear it, like, responding back to you in this kind of, like... The swine man voice is whiny, but this voice that responds is even whinier. You just hear, mates! It's me, the thin white duke. Mates, it's me, the thin white duke. Mates. Sounds like heaps of voices are coming back.
Mimicking me.
Yeah?
Just keep walking towards the voices.
Yeah. Rightio.
What? Worst
Why
case,
not?
Yeah,
best case scenario.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, oh, I'm an ape again.
An ape in the back of a Jeep.
It's like the Matrix.
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, best case scenario, because then he won't get angry that we just chucked off.
Exactly. He'll just die down there and the swine man will be like, what the fuck is that?
They have no leader.
Yeah.
But do you know what they were impressed by? An ape. I'll just go back and be king. What else?
And you get bonuses on yourself. As you walk deeper into the tunnel, you start to see movement amongst the mud. Sort of like the mud will shift where clearly something is underneath. But nothing is sort of visible underneath the mud, but you can just see that stuff's moving. Like, the mud is piled quite thick, but there's, movement amongst it. Are you investigating it or just carrying on?
Just carrying on. I want to find out what this so is. Sow.
Sow. Oh, sow. Nice. Okay. You is walk.
It,
you.
Wait, sow's a female pig, isn't it?
Yeah.
How am I going to restart that? Anyway, whatevs.
What exactly is the sow? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.